Beautiful.
Welcome back.
Hey, Fonz, what's up?
Hey,
welcome back, everybody.
I was so rusty doing this. I was going to pop bubble in my beer before the music came on. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I was freaking lost, man.
It's
I had
been
to
a
hand
while.
You my extra beer to you because you didn't have one open.
We're rookies.
Dude, we're rusty. Super rusty. What's up, Walt?
Hey, how's it going?
A lot of shit has changed, huh?
A lot has happened since the last show, people.
What's up? We're back, fuckers.
A lot has changed. And you know what? Sorry for the delay. All world. We can't say world.
World.
I saw some people in like Indonesia checking out the site.
Damn. Are they trying to learn
analytics.
English or what?
Probably hackers.
Or slang?
Probably hackers.
Spam.
Probably creditors that link me to this show. But
they found you on Facebook.
But nonetheless, creditors and all.
What's up? Welcome.
What's going on? Glad to be back.
All right, I want everybody to not think of this for the rest of the show.
What is that?
I want everybody not to think about drinking while we drink.
Okay.
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, we'll do the drinking for you.
Can we not think about? Oh yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We're not thinking about when we're drinking. We just drink.
And it's a weird time. It's a weird time. We're doing this show at a really weird time. It's not a weekend right now. It's a Monday night. It's 5 a.m. in Amsterdam. I always take a look because it reminds me of the good times. But it's Monday night, so happy Monday to you.
So Amsterdam, it's happy hour. So let's drink to that. Let's
okay,
drink the happy
sure,
hour in Amsterdam.
Every hour is happy hour over there. I don't see anyone frowning. But what's up? What's the word?
Dude, you tell us, fucker. There's a lot has changed.
Oh, man. I'd like to say that I'm married. So back off. All those ladies, back off. I'm a married
worldwide
man.
Fans.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Right. check the ring.
And then for the creditors, back off me. Just go to my wife now.
Your bills are her bills?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep. I got married, man. That's pretty incredible, actually.
Dude, it was the best wedding I've ever been to, dude. It was
really?
The most fun. Yeah, it was the most fun wedding
I can
I've
say
ever been
it was
to.
it was awesome.
From the preacher to the father to the party to everything. It was amazing.
Darth father?
Yeah, Karate Kid father
I call him Darth father cuz you can sound my name right. You can say my name right.
Walter.
Walter.
Like. Dude, but I loved his cape that he was wearing.
Oh,
I love that cape, dude.
And then he would like, he would not move. He'd sit on that chair and then he would just wouldn't move. And he would just like close his eyes.
I thought
he was
going
like,
to start floating.
Yeah, yeah.
All that meditation is going to float away. And shit.
I literally not going to lie. And I can't help it. This is what I just started thinking. I started thinking of Vampire Hunter D. Whenever he would close his eyes and sit right there on the altar, I'm like, dude, is he going to like pull out his sword? Or like,
he's
going
to talk to his little hand.
To his hand.
The eyeball in his hand. He could close his eyes, but the eyes
dude,
always looking. Because
honestly, you're trying to think of everything to not get choked up, dude. And I was like, when I thought about Vampire Hunter D, I was like, good one, Walt.
You high-fived yourself?
I high-fived myself mentally. But it was a really special day. It was awesome. I'm really happy. And the party was just awesome. The party was just incredible.
I wanted to ask you about the church stuff. You got choked up or like everybody talks about when they see their wife walking down the aisle, you got a little choked up there?
Yeah. No, well, no.
You tell me.
I'm sorry.
By 100D.
But you know what? Me and Robin, we've been together for a long time. And, you know, this wedding really has been a validation of what we've already done. It's not like a springboard or anything crazy is going to come out of control. Like I said, we've been sharing debt before we got married. That's the big one, right?
No. Yeah.
But
everything's linked up.
Yeah. So it was those things were cool. Her walking, me seeing her for the first time, those things were incredible. But you know what? Me and her talked about that the part where we got choked up the most was when we turned around and everyone, like all you guys, like stood up and started clapping.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't happen every day. Unless you're like, I don't even know, like Vince Neil or like freaking who, like a rock star. Like, you know, like, dude, yeah. like just to get up and like, you know what I mean? I get up at 5 a.m, get in my Subaru and drive up the 405. Like, there's no one applauding between that when I get up in the morning and then go to work. There's like, there isn't like 100 people applauding. So that was awesome to see all you guys just applauding and standing. I was just like, oh, this is dope. This is all for me.
That's awesome.
So that part got me the most choked up.
Wow. That was pretty cool. It was, everything was awesome, dude.
I got to play Johnny B. Goode with the Cocktail Hour band.
What's their name?
They're called the Sound Waves. And technically through the internet, and you can just literally Google Sound Waves. They're from Huntington Beach, but these guys are all over. Like, the main dude lives in Huntington Beach, another guy lives like in Palos Verdes, another guy like in Palmdale. But they play the standards, so they don't really need to rehearse together. They're all like 60-year-old dudes. Like, I feel like they were all like never graduated from San Diego State. They got a VW bus, you know what I mean? And
surf touring.
And they just play, you know, and it was awesome. And I can tell you that, you know, maybe you can identify with this, Fonzo. Like, photographers, you know, they have expensive equipment.
Yeah.
Are they very territorial about it? Like, you know, yeah, I don't really want to lend it out. Baby. It's my thing. Yeah.
Or like for me and people on motorcycles, like, oh, let me ride your bike. Like, fuck you. Let me ride your wife. Let me ride your wife. You know, like, fuck you. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, there's no way that's gonna happen. You know, this is my bike. This is my baby. You're not gonna touch it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's how musicians are. They got expensive equipment, and so. For the guitarist of that band, of the Soundwaves, they say, take the guitar. I mean, it was a sweet Fender Stratocaster, and he was just like, go ahead. And I was like, oh, man, this is awesome.
It's
and
like so, you were test driving a brand new car.
I can tell you, it sounded way better than some of my older guitars. It like almost played for itself. But it was great to go up there and just goof off. Robin's folks didn't know I played guitar. So.
Oh, they didn't?
No, so that just gave me points. Shit. That just gave me mad points.
Well, you already had her hand, so they already accepted you. But yeah. Like, that's awesome, dude. So, yeah. Like, hey, so if you ever get in trouble, it's like, hey, remember when I played guitar?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That is sweet.
What did you like about the wedding?
Oh, man. It was awesome. The surf band was amazing. You walk in. The place was really nice. The Maya Hotel.
Maya Hotel down in Long Beach. It's easy to – well, it's hard to find, but it's in a location that you can kind of go. It's where the Queen Mary is. It's on
that
side.
It's
like,
find the Queen Mary and look to your left. That's it. Look at the Queen Mary. Look to the left. The hotel's right there. Beautiful. We knew that we were gonna get wasted, so we got a room.
Ain't that hotel like the cool? It's been like a bunch of different things within the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, but maybe for the last 5 or 6, or maybe more. But this has been the longest. It's been the Maya Hotel, and it's had that whole Maya, like, you know, South American feel, and you know, with
they had guacamole.
The restaurant's called Fuego, but isn't it a cool place to stay?
It's really, really cool.
It's a gem, dude. We got really lucky. Yeah.
Room was like, had these huge high ceilings, and when we stayed in,
oh yeah,
so it was awesome. We loved it. We like woke up late. The bed was super big, so I didn't even know my girl was sleeping next to me, and I love that. You know, it's like you don't feel the heat. She could roll around, do whatever, and then fucking.
Yeah,
you don't feel her. You get to sleep.
Dude, and then, like, the windows on the first floor, which is where we stayed the first night, you just walk into, like, the sand. And then the grass and the water.
The beach.
The beach, yeah.
It's right
and then
there.
The third floor, all the windows, I think, you just wake up and it's the Queen Mary. You just see the Queen Mary.
Oh, that's the other room you get there? We had, like, a weird beach view, but with the buildings on the top or whatever.
Dude.
But it was awesome.
I can't say that enough. And I know, like, it might be easy for me to be biased because I got married and I had an awesome wife and all that stuff. But just to even get, like, a staycation, it's very cheap. There was like a little paddleboarding thing on Sunday that we did, and like you paddleboarded like towards the Queen Mary. So like for those of you guys who know the Queen Mary, you go in through the like whatever, you go through this little elevator, and then you walk into the boat, right? And then you see how ginormous the Queen Mary is. You paddleboard behind it.
Oh, behind the
So it's literally you and this big ass boat. I'd like to go out there, like if we can get a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Paddleboard, and it would literally just be you dwarfed by the Queen Mary. There isn't any traffic, there isn't anything. It's
that
just
would
like
be cool.
It's just like a pelicans and storks or
and
big
old
cranes.
And it's calm water too, right?
What?
So it's like the water's pretty calm?
Yeah, it's pretty calm except when it's windy. But yeah, there's no waves or anything. But like you literally feel meaningless. Like, you're like, dude, I'm this small. This thing is like 8 floors or whatever it is. And you're just standing there like awing at it. And it's you and the Queen Mary. So I don't know, man, I wish I'll come back or I'll comment on the podcast the name of the paddleboard company that does that. But you can, yeah, if you have a paddleboard, you can just do it. You're just paddleboard out there.
Let's get one.
Yeah. It was really crazy to like be like, oh my God, like, but
that and plus the Queen Mary's amazing, the history on
yeah,
that.
Oh yeah, the paddleboarder dude gave us a quick little like history like 101 on it. But the Queen Mary, the reason why it's haunted, you know why it's haunted?
Because they used it for the war too, right?
Yeah, it transported passengers, and the reason why it's all black because it was the biggest and the fastest boat at its time, and it only traveled by night. Yeah, so it would just like
haul ass,
take the passengers. There was no radar back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So just haul ass, take passengers, take all the soldiers, drop them off, and then come back, and then and it would like. It would just travel by night, and no one knew that it was around because there was no radar, and so that's why it's like it has the whole haunted thing.
Yeah, because they took it over because it was just a passenger ship, like a cruise liner, and then the war took it over.
Oh,
is
that what?
They put guns on it, and they took over the front and made it into a hospital, but the fucking scary part for me is that engine room. The engine room is terrifying, dude. And they have, like, Halloween parties there.
Oh,
their
yeah.
Their brunch is the shit. The
hey,
brunch
really?
Right there.
It's
oh,
good?
My God.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, it's like
love,
the top in the nation.
I
one
love
of the top.
Really?
Not the top. It's like the top 10.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
The
but
nation,
I mean, it's good. It's a good.
A brunch.
I haven't done the brunch.
Oh, my God.
Sunday brunch, I imagine?
Yes,
Sunday
yes.
brunch. I love the old wood in there. I
it's
mean,
all Art Deco.
Yeah,
it's that
it is as
Art Deco
as you're going to get. You know, a really close friend of ours, Kathy and Rudy, they got married at the same church we did the week before we did, and they did their reception at the Queen Mary, and,
wow.
And they were all like, what is she called? What are the girls called? Flag girls, or what are they called? Flapper girls. Flapper girls. Mm-hmm. She got dressed like that for a wedding. But you know what? I went on a Monday. You know how it's haunted? I went on a, like, we stayed there till Tuesday, so that Monday we went over there and just drank. We were like the only ones on the plane. That was scary.
The
it was
ship.
Like, yeah,
the
ship. Oh, sorry. The ship, dude, that was scary because
oh,
no
yeah.
one was in there.
Nobody tells you shit.
I went to the bathroom, dude, and I was like the only one. And then, like, you read the scary stories. I'm like, let me see a ghost right now. Let me see a ghost
no,
right
you know
now.
The scary part is when you see the indoor pool that they have. It's like that's when that there's a lot of ghosts supposedly in that place.
Oh, that's
it's
freaking
scary, dude.
Hey, well, I'd like to take a medium in there and just connect it. I'll have my track shoes on. But,
that's really cool.
But yeah, if you ever need to stay like a staycation, oh man, that just two days there, you just like relax. No one bothers you. Like there isn't like you're not in a high traffic area. You're kind of
and then
just
when you check
alone.
In, they give you cookies.
Check in, you give you those bomb warm
those
cookies.
Bomb ass cookies,
dude. One thing I want to bring out is the DJ.
Yes, dude. That, even during that dinner, the set that you guys picked.
Yeah,
oh, awesome.
The dinner set.
I was dancing in my seat while I was eating. I was eating my carnitas.
Of course, Sebas is already drunk. He walked up to the table and he's like, why'd you guys steal my playlist? This is my playlist right here. But his name's Steve Martinez. If you look up Mindscape Entertainment, that's 10 years ago. He did my brother's wedding 10 years ago. He was my neighbor when I grew up. He played middle linebacker at Southgate High. He's
your neighbor on Kansas?
Yeah, on Kansas back
oh, wow.
in the day. Yeah, he was my neighbor. And we used to play football on the street together, and he's younger than my brother, but he's older than me, so
okay.
He fits right in there. But yeah, his brother coached us, Pop Warner, Robert Ooh. Martinez, Coach Martinez
in Pop Warner.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, so it's really cool to keep it in the family. It makes it a little
and he was good,
intimate.
Dude.
He was awesome, man.
It's not like you hired him because it's I know this guy, but
it's
no,
not like
good.
You brought the milk crates, the milk crates and the records.
He was really good.
Yeah, so. I couldn't have asked for a better day. That was an incredible day. I absolutely loved it.
We've been to
everything,
a lot of weddings.
and then the entertainment, everything.
Dude, I was telling your wife about the fucking centerpieces. It's like, dude, I'm a dude. These centerpieces are amazing. These are the shit. It could have been the hour before that we were fucking drinking all the liquor and the wine and the beers and everything. Yeah. But still, that shit was awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was August 10th, 2013. That was an incredible
day to remember.
It's a day to remember
for
everyone,
for us, dude.
I'm glad I was within. You know, Robin said something. I was telling her about something about like. I'm actually, like, when I saw you guys at the church, I was just like, do this, do that, do this. Like, I just needed some help with, like, usher stuff and things like that. And then when we left, I was like, man, I feel like the only things I've said to my boys are just barking out orders. And she was like, don't worry. All of our closest friends, they're the ones who are going to stay till the very end. So we'll spend time, like, messing around with them and blah, blah, blah. And that's what happened. At the end, like, the last hour, it was just, like, a group of, like, 15 of us.
Yeah.
Cutting rug.
Dude, I woke up sore the next day, dancing my ass off.
Robin was like, I didn't even know Jay could dance.
And then Robin's friend, the what was her name?
Jamie.
Oh,
Jamie,
dude, she
F.
She fucking dance, bro.
She, what is that? Crunk? Or
yeah, dude.
She crunked me. Damn.
She was amazing,
she
bro.
Was dope.
She was cool.
It's cool to meet new people in an environment like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happened, man.
Great
now,
wedding.
Now I got
congratulations.
The nut,
I love
the
ring,
love,
too.
The nugget. The nut. It's a nut, right?
It's a nut.
Found it from an old car. That's my ring. Yeah.
It was fun. Good times, man.
And Raider cufflinks.
Oh, that was amazing.
Raider cufflinks.
No. And everybody, I was showing the pictures at work and to the friends and stuff. The first thing they said is, like, dude, you're wearing fucking Converse. I'm like, yeah, but they're leather black Converse. So,
yeah.
So it's formal.
It's formal.
It's
exactly.
Formal wear.
It's a little formal.
It's a little formal.
It's rock amazing, and roll.
Dude.
It's rock and roll.
Suspenders, black tie. Dude, we look good.
I think the playlist, this is how screwed up we are. The playlist was either rock and roll. Like OG, like rock and roll or old school hip hop. It was like Shout, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like Shout, Twist, MC Breed.
In that order.
In that order. But it was dope. I couldn't have asked for a better.
So we
day.
Never got off the dance floor.
So yeah, exactly. And so that that's why we had a little break within the shows, but we're back.
We're back.
What else is up?
Ready.
I love being back on air.
It feels good. Get the rust out. Let's do this, man.
Exactly.
So what's up, man? Freaking have you heard of Audible.com?
No.
Well, you know, you see my library collection. I'm sure you're reading a couple good ones. Anything that you're reading?
Oh, Audible, is that like a book thing?
It's audiobooks. Yeah. Mm. So I'm looking into that
right
now.
You were telling me about it. Tell me about like tell everyone about it. I like the speed reading part.
Oh, okay.
So what is it's audible.com?
Audible
like a football audible, like in football?
Yeah, yeah.
Like here. Okay, audible.com.
You can hear it.
And is that a website or an app?
It's a website, it's an app. It's owned by Amazon.
Okay.
They have a membership fee if you want to get into the membership, or you can just buy the audiobooks by themselves.
I'm sold on this.
Okay. So let's say you buy a book. Whatever, $10, $15, $20, whatever it may be. So you're starting to listen to it. I wanted to ask you, is that cheating? Does that count as a book that you read?
The only reason I think it's cheating, because Kidney used to go through like 10 books in like a week. And it was all through like some sort of like hearing. He would hear it. And I'm like, that doesn't count, dude. That doesn't count. I don't know. I mean, in the end, we're all reading for entertainment.
Yeah. I mean,
and if you're entertained by hearing it, I don't know. I guess
I like it because like I can go for a run and listen to a book.
That's awesome. Yeah,
you know, it's like I can't run and read a book at the same time. I'll fucking crash into something. So like, I mean, I have my book collection, and you have yours, and sometimes we need to like have something. I'd rather listen to a book than listen to the news or some music.
Yeah,
you know, it's
for sure. Or the radio, tons of commercials.
But what I like about this the Audible shit is that. Like, you can speed up the book. So you can, like, speed learn.
Like
you know?
Chipmunk?
It doesn't sound like a chipmunk. It does speed it up. You can go three times as fast as the person reading it. So you can just, like, the guy's just blurring out words. Yeah. Da, 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 like, fucking 300 in, like, a minute or more, you know?
It's like the last 10 lines of the intro to Star Wars, like, that fast.
Yeah.
You know, like, in the stars and the words
it's
come
like
up.
Fast forward. Yeah. No, but like imagine you can read what was that? What's that? War and Peace? It's like a fucking
thousand Shogun, those
big books,
Atlas Shrugged,
like in a day.
Yeah,
just sit back, get on a plane somewhere, and then you can read the whole book in a
day.
So you can read it really quick. And the membership, they have like one for like first 3 months is like $8, and then it's $14. But what you get out of that is you get a free book. So a value of $24, you get it for $7 for the first 3 months.
Right, right.
So every month you get a new book that cool. you can listen to.
Cool.
Which I like. You know, it's yeah. like it's actually motivating me to fucking run and do all that kind of shit.
Sweet.
You know?
Hey, healthy mind, healthy body, right?
Yeah. Working that shit. You reading anything?
You know, I just finished. It's funny. Chris Cluey is a punter for the Vikings. He was for the Vikings. They released him. The Raiders needed a punter because they got rid of Shane Leckler, freaking Hall of Fame. But anyway, he's now with the Raiders, so I looked him up. You know, he's from around here. He's from Los Alamitos. He was a punter at and a kicker at UCLA. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Bob Warner.
So he's from there, and this guy's kind of cool. He's kind of like he's a punter, but he's like he used to have a segment in a newspaper in Minnesota when he was with the Vikings, and he's made a collection of essays, and he made that into a book. And so he's in a band. He plays bass for his band.
Damn, it sounds like we can hang out with this guy, dude.
Totally, dude. Yeah. And so, that you know, I didn't know all this until I started, like, I looked him up. Oh, what happened was he came out on NFL Network promoting his book. So I looked it up, and I just did a little bit of homework on him and what he does. And so that's how I came across the book. And so the book's called Beautiful, Unique, Sparkle Ponies on Myths, Morons. So his essays are on myths, morons, free speech, football, and assorted absurdities. And so he's really big on, he's married, he's got kids, but he's really big on, like, just, you know, equality. And so the big thing right now is with like gay rights and things like that. And so he speaks about it, and he's a football player, and that's kind of a big taboo, you know, football. And so he's really open to it, and he talks a lot. It's awesome. And he's just like, he just calls people out. Like, he puts a list on how, like, football players make like 10 more times more than like doctors do or a teacher. You know what I mean? And so, like, when they were in the strike, there's a couple dudes that, like, they didn't want the strike to end because they wanted their situation and their contracts. They wanted like an extra $10 million on top of what they were already getting when you compare it to the salaries. All over the guy, and then like there was a couple guys like Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and someone else, and those were the big names. And I think that theirs was a little bit different, but all the other football players are like, dude, get over it. You guys are superstars, like, you know, blah blah blah. But there was one guy named Nate Washington, who was a backup tight end for the Broncos, and he was already making a lot just by being a football player compared to all these other salaries. But yeah. He wrote an article saying, like, Chris Cluey is just a punter. And punter really don't have any rights, blah, 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 this and that. And it was pretty funny. But then he came back with an essay, and then he just talked about, like, I mean, he just put him on blast. Like, you're a backup. He's like, you're a backup tight end.
At least I start or what?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, dude, what? You've caught only 4 touchdown passes more than me, like, in your whole career, and I got none. But he's just hilarious. And he tackles a lot of things, like even like religion and stuff like that. But I really like it because it really opens your eyes to just be like, dude, there's a lot of people who are different, and that's all right. And that's what the message is about, like treating others like you would yourself. You know, having empathy for everyone's situation. Everyone's different, but we're all still like humans. You know what I mean? And it's just a really good, like, I feel he would we could hang out with him.
He's totally cool.
And he's in a band and everything.
He's in a band. He writes. He's smart, dude.
It was an awesome read. It was easy. Not easy, but I mean, it just flew quick because, you know, they're just essays that he writes at home and stuff like that. But they're smart and they're really good. And
is that his only book or does he have more?
I think that's his only book, and it's a collection of all his essays.
Oh, okay.
He, you know what happened? A congressman from the Baltimore Ravens wrote to the owner of the Baltimore Ravens because there was a guy who was talking about gay rights, and he told him to cut to tell him to stop talking about that stuff. And so that's like a congressman who's supposed to protect the freedom of speech of people is telling an owner from the football team to cut this guy's freedom of speech.
Oh, wow. And it's like he has in his, I mean, he was a congressman, right? So
he still is.
So he has people that he represents.
Exactly.
It's not like they're all, none of them are gay.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? The people that he represents, there has to be some.
Yeah.
And he's telling, like, trying to get somebody's freedom of speech out? That's fucked up.
It just brings, he does a really good job of bringing out the hypocrisies of certain people in the NFL, congressmen, and really society.
Yeah, I'm over it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's just a good read to be like, cool, there's people like that. There's just people like that. It's good to hear about that. I'm sure there's plenty more. I'm not saying that there aren't any, but it's just cool to be like that. It's like, man, I just wish everyone else would get it.
So it's like him and like us, and we could all hang out together with Henry Rollins and just, you
that's
know,
it. And just drink whiskey.
Just drink water. With Henry, just drink water.
Oh, and he's a gamer. He's a big gamer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a big gamer.
That's cool.
So he wrote an essay about the draft and about like everything that goes on and people invest so much more. And then his draft party, he just played video games.
We should invite him next year to our fantasy football. He'll write about
us. Oh, for sure. So, but he is someone that I would really love to connect. He's local. I think we would get a lot from him. And so we'll see.
Hey,
we'll
see.
Maybe our pilots will be over, and then we can try Chris Cluey. Hey, regardless of what you do this year for the Raiders, I know Shane Leckler are big shoes to fill, but hey, we're down for you.
Hey, we're already liking you, dude.
Exactly.
You haven't done nothing, but we like you. can I pick him on my fantasy league?
You could, as a punter.
I don't know.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Train.
I love that song.
That's jams.
Just real quick, I'm going off topic right here, but
that's
I just want to have everybody go check it out, because we been to almost every single place, every venue that bands play out on Sunset Boulevard, right?
Right, right.
We've always been there. We've seen it all since we were kids, and we love it, and we know the Whiskey, the Roxy, the Viper Room, and all those places. So there's a really good documentary out there that I want to plug a little bit. It's called Sunset Strip.
Sweet.
Awesome. Please check it out. It's from 2011 or something, and it has all these bands. And I know you'll love it, Walt. You would love
it. Wait, yeah, that's the Ronnie on the Rocks?
He comes out, but it's not specific. He doesn't really talk that much, because he comes out Motorhead dude comes out.
Lemmy
comes
Rainbow
out.
Rainbow Room and the Rainbow Room.
The Pirates of the Caribbean guy comes out.
Who? Oh, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. I forget their names.
That's all right.
All kinds.
Did you see it like on Netflix, or because it's been out for a while?
It's been out. Yeah, it's like from 2011 or something. But I've never seen it. I just saw it the other day. But it talks about the whole Sunset Strip from the beginning, from like. From the blues and the jazz days to like Nirvana and to freaking how the Doors were a house band for the Whiskey.
Oh,
can you imagine
sweet.
That shit? They were a house band.
Every day. Ray Manzarek all drugged up on his piano. That's pretty good. I've heard of it. It's really good. All right,
really,
I'm going to
really
have to watch it. What,
amazing.
Does they give any Cheech and Chong any love on that?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Hey, you give a Cheech on there.
Rodney is on. Remember that when they go up in the Roxy to play on Cheech and Chong on the that first movie? Rodney on the Rocks is in the stands.
Like, is he?
Yeah, he's one of the
crowd.
Dude,
I see that fool all the time at Cantor's.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time. Every time, like, it's weird. Like, I'll show up and he has his own special seat.
Oh,
in the corner,
cool.
Right by the restaurant.
I haven't been out there in a minute, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, we'll show up, and it's, like, late, and it's, like, he shows up. He still has, like, the same-ass old car from, like, the
sweet.
50s or 60s and shit.
Yeah.
Big-ass wagon.
He bought it new,
boat.
Probably.
Yeah. Dude, cool guy. I mean, he comes in with some hot-ass girls and stuff and
whatever. You know what? I've been doing a lot of Echo Park lately. I just haven't done Hollywood in a long time, and I think I need to. Like, I think I need an excuse to just go find a really cool band and just go to the Whiskey and just go watch them.
It's tough though. Now it's different because of the whole like they had this for a while too now, but the pay to play type of thing.
Yeah,
it's tough.
I mean, you know, just find like a really good like under the radar band, you know, that will play there, like a big show there, you know.
Yeah, you got to do your little research now and listen to what they have on like on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah,
figure it out. But
hey,
anyway,
but if people can find our show,
serious. Hey, check it out.
Cool. Right. What's it called? Sunset?
Sunset Strip.
Sunset Strip.
Sunset
cool.
Strip documentary. Check it out.
All right.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I went off topic here. Fucking, I got my team.
Yeah.
I got my team. Dude. This
Fantasy Madness.
Fantasy Madness, dude. Fantasy football this year is going to be insane. I feel way better, more comfortable than I did last
year.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I got called out for looking too, like I was concentrating too much.
Hey, people are invested in it. People are all about it.
Dude, all kinds of people are telling me, like at work and friends and people that aren't in the league, in our league, that sounds like a fucking amazing league, you know? Like, we're like, well, how much do you win? It's like, we don't win shit. We might get like a shot glass. We might get some stickers.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter, you know? If you lose, you get some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
If you win the whole thing, you get way props, you know?
You get mad props, and you get Das Boot.
You get Das Boot.
A 3-liter glass boot. That is incredible.
It's fun, dude. It's a lot of fun.
All the owners are fun. Everyone's just got different niches, and it's cool. And it was a great fantasy draft party.
It was.
We got
amazing.
A PBR kegger, dude. 34-year-olds acting like a bunch of 19-year-olds drinking
like we had
cake
to drink,
stands. Yeah.
We had to drink it before somebody like took it or something. You know, everybody
has. Yeah, everyone
like,
drink it fast, right?
Hey,
it
drink like, the foam. Drink the foam. Drink that foam. It was freaking. There was no ice in it for a while.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was definitely a day of immaturity and just greatness. It was good.
Yeah, I was driving over there to Long Beach, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm driving into the black hole. I'm not gonna come out of this place." I'm not gonna come out. I'll show up to work on Monday, and it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. I'll be to work. I'll show up to work. But how do you feel about your team?
My team. I think I'm all right. I'm. You know. Everything's such an uncertain. I lost the championship last year, so I'm just like, there was something I could have done. I could have put in a running back, and I didn't. And so that was the difference why I lost. If I would have just switched one player. So I think that's all now in me, like, what should I do or what not? And the reason I got there was just on, like, just drinking and putting the guys that I feel like were right. And so I got to get back to that formula. That's my team. I'm already seeing moves, and people are dropping draft picks and adding, like, free agents and all this stuff. So I'm tempted to do that, too. And right now I'm just kind of like, let it play out. Let it play out.
Yeah, I'm going to play out my first week and just
let
what
it play
I
out. Let it feel.
Figure
yeah.
It out.
And then just pay attention to maybe, like, some of the free agents that do good to be ready to jump on it. And so we got the waiver wire and the free agents, but
it's tough with 14 players though, man.
There's nothing to pick.
There's everybody's gone.
There's nothing to pick. Yeah. So you
like a lot of people were still concentrating to like the 14th round or something like that. You know, it's like, fuck.
A minute. I think we got to do a minute and a half next year because a minute was just going fast. Dude, a minute was just fast.
But I liked it that everybody was able to do it on their phones, on their computers, and everybody was doing their own thing on the side when they could, you know?
And everything's good with keg, pizza.
Keg and pizza and
wings.
That's all we needed.
That's all.
But I like this year with the rivalry. Explain the rivalry, fool. How'd you come up with that shit?
You know what? I'm the commish of Das Boot. Look it up on Facebook. Das Boot, Das Boot ESPN Fantasy Football League page. And I was just like, every year we got to get bigger, badder, better, faster, stronger, steroids. Oh, eat your vitamins. Like, I just like, and so I mean, it does consume you. It is the male reality TV shows. It is the male reality TV shows. Like, you're just looking what stories are new, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, so I just get consumed, and I don't know how I love it. I just love it. And so I'm just like, all right, this year, well, how can we do it better? How can we make it better? I think the draft party was better than last year, considering the venue where we had the draft party was better last year.
Yeah, I agree.
But I just think this year just ran a little bit smoother. And I was like, we need to create some rivalries. We need to get, you know, and so, you
people
know.
People talking smack.
In rivalries, you exchange, like, trophies or war swords or whatever. And so I got, we got the rubber chicken rivalry.
Yeah, I'm in that one. Yeah.
Who's that? You and
me
who?
Me and Kid.
You and Kid in the Kid. Rubber chicken rivalry.
I love the name. The rubber chicken rivalry.
It's a rubber chicken.
It's a real rubber chicken.
You got the bullet belt rivalry. Yep. It's a bullet belt. That's freaking awesome. You have, oh, the shipman's hat or the captain's hat? Skipper's hat.
The skipper's hat. Yep.
And then the battle for the beer goggles and then the axe rivalry.
The bloody axe rivalry.
The bloody axe rivalry. Love you fools on Facebook. Like, put them all on and take pictures. That is hilarious.
And it's like, so it just, not only do you, like, get to try to win the Das Boot, but you get these little extra perks about, like, oh, you got this week. It's on, fucker. I'm going to get you. And so everybody pays attention to everybody else's shit.
I have not heard of a league that obviously all the leagues pay more than our league, mm-hmm. but I have not heard of a league that sounds better than our league. Even dudes that I talk to on other leagues who can win like a grand or 1500, they're like, dude, your league's fun.
Yeah. That's what it should be, fuckers. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to win this shit. Like,
yeah. If you want a grand, go to work for a month. Put in OT, one hour of OT a week.
This football shit should be fun. Yeah, you know, it shouldn't be stressful.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and that's, I don't know. That's it. Are you ready?
Because I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. Dude, I found myself fucking looking up players, the Denver players. I got two Denver players. I was like,
I got the Denver defense.
I was like looking them up and I was like, who are these guys? Like, I don't really know the players like everybody else does, like baseball cards or football cards, looking them up and shit.
Right, right.
But I was like looking them up. Who is this? How's he going to do? Because I got two Denver players playing at the same time.
So you you better hope for a good game.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, this week I'm just going to let it fly.
Maybe we can make some trades. Maybe we can make some trades if you want to get rid of them. There's a couple dudes that I was like, man, I'm kind of weak on some of these spots, but it's all good. It's all good. So, hey, good luck. Good luck to you.
I love
the video. The video option. Now on the Facebook page, you can put videos on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Oh, so, dude. Thanks, Kamish. That was a great video you put up, too.
Freaking awesome, right? Cool, man. So, yeah, good luck. And good luck to all you fantasy football out there, people. If you got stories, bring them on. Email the show. You can find me on Twitter. Fonzo, what's my Twitter?
Your Twitter is at Wally Nuts, NUTZ.
Sweet. And then Instagram hashtag Walt Cortez.
Walt Cortez, yep.
What about you, Fonz?
You can find me on Instagram, Alfonso, Alfonso, Fonz, Fonz. And I'm fixing my my Twitter account, so that's on hold right now.
All right, sounds good. I'm
excited.
Like, I just barely got a smartphone, and so I'm trying to figure these out. So thank you for the tutoring.
No worries.
Of the smartphone.
We'll be back. We'll do more shows. Fucking. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome, Married Walt.
Yeah, Married Walt.
We added another Cortez to the family.
We added another Cortez. Exactly, exactly.
Awesome.
That was good. So what else we got?
Hey,
what's next?
We're just trying to get the rust out right now. We'll be back with some greater shows. But, dude,
I can't wait for this. This is fun, too. This is recap.
This is the recap. We're catching up. Fucking the fantasy football is going to be insane.
Couple things, though. Let's talk about Bukowski and let's talk about Dennis Farina.
Charles Bukowski's birthday. Happy birthday, Charles.
When was his birthday? August 16th, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
Charles Bukowski, my favorite author of all times. He's buried in San Pedro. I still haven't gone to visit him
He's
yet.
Buried in San Pedro?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did he live in L.A. or what?
Yes, he's all about L.A., dude. He worked for the post office. He wrote the book Post Office. He wrote scripts for Hollywood. Factum, the book. There's a book called Factum. They made it into a movie with What's the fucker? The ugly guy that came out in ugly guy. That's
Ron Howard's brother. Or
no,
what? That's all I think about.
No, the wrestler. He came out in the wrestler.
Mickey Rourke.
Yes, exactly. Mickey Rourke is in Factum.
Gotcha.
No, he's in another movie. No, never mind. Sorry.
That's all right.
But he's an amazing writer. He's raw. He loves to drink. He loves women.
His poetry.
He loves his
romantic poetry.
He loves the horses, the races at the horses, Santa Anita, Hollywood Park, and all of that shit. He used to drink a lot. He loved the cheap wine. he loved the cheap women. He's a great, awesome author, dude. I wish I would have met him when, but in his poetry too.
When did he die? Do you know?
I don't know exactly when he died, dude.
Yeah.
But he's fucking awesome, dude. He's awesome. And thank you, Evelyn, for coming through for the Huntington Library. She picked up some shit at the gift shop for me.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Sweet.
But
sweet.
Yeah, dude, I love this guy. Happy birthday. Love you. I'm going to drink this beer for you.
Hey. Cheers.
Cheers.
To Bukowski. Wake up. What does the Chili Pepper say? Wake up in the morning and I read Bukowski.
Is that what
I
he
think
said?
That's on Give It Away. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. Yeah, dude. Favorite guy. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Cheers.
And a sad note. I mean, I feel every time we do a show, like someone's dying and it sucks. Like the last time, what's his name? Hanneman or the guitarist from Slayer. He passed away when we were doing a show and it was like, oh, man, that sucks. And then Dennis Farina, you guys might know Dennis Farina. He's you hear that, Doug? I'm going to London. Gosh. Yep. Anything to declare? Yeah. Don't go to London. Snatch is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah,
man.
It is.
And I feel like every movie, that dude was on any movie. He was just like a detective or a mobster.
He's always a mobster.
He had that face of a mobster. Like yeah. he will whack you. He'll whack you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, whack.
He's just one of my favorite dudes, especially because of that movie. But he's done a lot of stuff, and so he passed away this week or between our last show. And I just wanted to give a little heads up. And if you haven't seen Snatch, just go watch Snatch. That's like automatic coolness.
We're gonna start plugging all kinds of movies. These people from around the world have to watch Snatch. Yeah,
that's
with
right.
The subtitles because shit.
Hey, the Indonesians gotta watch Snatch. Tenerife was just like an Indochina island, dude. I was like, what is going on over there? Is there like a Chase Bank headquarters?
Can we take a tour?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, we can go on tour over there.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's like three guys anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And on that note.
Austin or bust?
Austin, do we have time? Of course we got time for it. All right, let's do it.
Austin or bust, dude.
Fonzo, let me tell you about this show. This is unedited. Unscripted,
until
bro.
You
this
edit
is live
it. Until
in the
until you edit it.
Until I edit it. You're right, man. We got 4 solid minutes. We got
4.
3.5. Better hurry. Austin or bust. What's
Austin
the status? We talked about it a couple shows ago.
Yeah,
we're going to Austin. We got to run as a group, 7 of us.
How are we
it's
doing?
About 1,400 miles.
What city are we in?
We're right outside of Phoenix. Last time I checked.
Oh,
so we're about we were 100 miles away from Phoenix. I think we're at 90 miles right now. So at the end of this month, we should be at Phoenix.
We should be
from
in Phoenix?
Downtown City Hall, taking the 10, running, right? Cumulative. We're monitoring that through Nike Plus. What's up?
Dude, I last month, terrible. We didn't do a show, and I couldn't run, or I didn't run, actually. But this year, I'm trying to make up for it, so I'm
this
I'm
month.
In.
This month, you're trying to make up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
make
you've
up
got
for
about
it.
20 miles in.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up to you, fucker.
And you got the Audible. You got the audible.com. You got audible.com.
Membership. Let's do this.
Hey, that's cool. Yeah, we're close to Phoenix. We'll keep up. We got a new member. We got it. So it's 7 of us now.
Oh,
Jackie
shit.
T.
No
Jackie,
way.
Yeah, she's in. She got it. She's like, hey, I'm down. I heard you guys are going to Austin. Sign me up. I was like, join the club. Let's do
we're
this.
We're going to do a little drinking. Let's do this.
Yeah, so we got finished this week. We'll see where we stand. But we're going to Austin. We'll let you guys know when we get there, like as far as the running wise, and then we'll shoot out there. Maybe we'll do a show from Austin.
Let's do that, dude.
That would be, awesome, be awesome, right? All the runners.
Nike Plus. Thank you, guys.
Check out Nike. Don't get confused with the Nike iPod app. Look for the Nike running app. That's the one, and it's free. And it really is a really great app to keep you motivated to keep running. I love it.
And hook up with the challenges. Find us. Find us on there and freaking they could challenge us.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Give me some motivation.
Yeah. And we all need it. Matt My Run is good, not as good as Nike Running. Nike Running is, I think, is the best one.
Let's do that.
Fonzo, anything else?
Oh, man. Just fucking the sound waves kicked ass.
The sound waves kicked ass. All right. Yeah. For the pilot show.
The pilot show
number 7. Thank you guys for listening. And Fonz, we'll do it again.
Good night.
All right. Rock and roll.